Fear, Its Beginning, Middle, and End by J. Krishnamurti. Fear is never an actuality. It is either before or after the active present. When there's fear in the active present, is it fear? It is there, and there's no escape from it, no evasion possible. There, at that actual moment, there's total attention at the moment of danger, physical or physiological. When there is complete attention, there is no fear. But the actual fact of inattention breeds fear. Fear arises when there's an avoidance of the fact, a flight. Then the very escape itself is fear. Fear and its many forms, guilt, anxiety, hope, despair, is search for security. It is there in so-called love and worship. It is there in ambition and success. It is there in life and death. It is there in physical things and in psychological factors. Though it's sought after, blindly and with reason, is there ever inward certainty, inward continuity, permanency? There's not. The flight from this reality is fear. The incapacity to face this reality breeds every form of hope and despair. Thought itself is the source of fear. Thought is time. Thought of tomorrow is pleasure or pain. If it's pleasurable, thought will pursue it, fearing its end. If it's painful, the very avoidance of it is fear. Both pleasure and pain cause fear. Time as thought and time as feeling bring fear. Thought is the whole process of consciousness, the open and the hidden. Thought is not merely the thing thought upon, but the origin of itself. Thought is not merely belief, dogma, idea, and reason, but the center from which these arise. This center is the origin of all fear. When this whole process of thought, time, and fear is seen, not as an idea, an intellectual formula, then there's total ending of fear, conscious or hidden. Self-understanding is the awakening and ending of fear. And when fear ceases, then the power to breed illusion, myth, visions with their hope and despair also ceases, and then only begins a movement of going beyond consciousness, which is thought and feeling. It is the emptying of the innermost recesses and deep hidden wants and desires. Then, when there's this total emptiness, when there's absolutely and literally nothing, no influences, no value, no frontier, no word, then in that complete stillness of time and space, there's that which is unnameable. By J. Krishnamurti, from Krishnamurti's Notebook,